Okay, Rabosai, again, I want to, there's some very, very nice, not so easy, but interesting sugyas that the Gemara gets into on Zayin Amud Beis. So we'll wrap up our discussion of Kiddushin today and tomorrow on some of these sugyas. The Gemara tells us, Boy Rava, Chetzei Pechatzi Pruta Vechetzei Pechatzi Pruta Mau. So case number one is you're being Makadesh, it's a double Chatzi, okay? And we'll go through. Case number one is Chetzei, is the Isha, the Chatzi Pruta, and the Gemara has, that is going to be the first suffix. And the Gemara tells us, do we say, came to Amalav, Chatzi Pruta Paska? Odil Mamona Vaholech. And then the Gemara says, Im Tim Saloma Mona Vaholech, what's the din in? Chetzei Kepruta Vechetzei Kepruta. So the second suffix is Chetzei Kepruta. So here it's once again Chatzi Isha, but now we have a full Pruta. And once again, the Gemara tells us, do we assume, came to Amala, Chetzia, Vipruta, Upruta, Pascha Milsa, Odilma kol biyome mona vaholechu. And im tim saloma kol biyome mona vaholechu. So chetzek vipruta hayom vichetz vipruta machar mahu.
So subject number three is chetzek vipruta hayom and lamachar. So what's going to be the din over there?
Mahu came to amala lamachar paska. Odilma hachi kamer hakidusha mitchalu haidna umigmar lo mikmaru ad le machar. And then finally, the last suffix that we'll discuss today is case number four, shnei chetzeich bepruta. So hach mahu hach avad bechadzim na kamala odilma ein isha miskadesh lechatzoin.
So the fourth suffix is Shnei Chetzeich Bepruta.
Okay, I want to discuss today two basic issues. I want to look at the second issue I want to discuss is the Rambam and Ravid. And the first issue I want to discuss is this Tosis over here. So if you look at Tosis over here, Tosis just is a really continuation from yesterday's discussion. So Tosis on the suffix of Chetzeich Bepruta, Chetzeich Bepruta, Vim Tomar. Now, how many deep words do you have over here? How many deep words in these cases?
In each of these cases?
In each of these cases, meaning any one of these cases.
One.
It's one deep word. In other words, understand that this is not like Chetzei Bepruta and then wait 3 hours and then say Chetzei Bepruta. That's not what's happening. The Ritva says it, the Ran says it. It's even when he says Chetzei Hayom and Chetzei Lamachar, it's one deep word. It's all happening today, but that dibur has this kind of splitting to it. But it's all one dibur.
It's one shot. It's not like
it's one dibur.
Not like an hour later.
I said it's one dibur. It's like you're already halfway to Los Angeles. It's one dibur. Chetzei bepruta v'chetzei bepruta v'im tomar. So now Tos says. So does she know right now? She hears him say it. Does she know what's going on? She knows exactly what's going on. And therefore, it says, Tosa, Im Tomar, Amai lo yoil, V'ha'omar le'el, De'lo pashto kiddushin b'kula, Mishum dika das acheres, Ve'ena misratze, Elamashu shamas. So over there in yesterday's sugya, what did he say? He says, Chetzeich, Mikudeshesli. And then we had a Havamina that it would be what? Pashto, and the Gemara says, you don't say pashto. Why? Because by a behema, when there's no das acheres, you'll say pashto. But when it comes to an Isha, where there's a das acheres, and what does she hear? She hears half. She doesn't know the fancy lumdus of pashto. So she hears half, and therefore she says, okay, you'll be mekudesh to half of me. That's going to thwart pashto. But over here, she's not hearing half. She's hearing chetzek plus chetzek. And as a result, she's buying in. She's mekabel the kiddush. She's not thwarting it. And as a result, then, if that's the case, why don't we say, mishum de'ika das acheres, en misratz, el mashe shamas, so why don't we say pashta? So Tosis makes a stunning comment. What's Tosas' comment? Yeah, we do. We do. We do. And a chanami. If he used the language of Mikudeshes, which is Tosas Lashitase, because yesterday said Tosas, why would you think that pasta would work by Kiddushin? What's the Havamina? The answer is, the Havamina is because it works like Kiddushin if you're using a language of Kiddushin, Asura Alai Kehegdesh. But if you use a different language, then there wouldn't be such a Havamina. But when you use that language, it's a Havamina. So Tosas, therefore, has to say in this sugya, you would say pasta. Apparently, we're using what kind of language? You're not using a Kiddushin language. Wow. So Tosas says, unbelievable. They saw the law have a Mari Dharma Labalosan Kiddushin and a Hanami, the Pasha Kiddushin. Avahocha Iri Dharma Mirestlessly, Bacham Analysis de la Ale. So you're not using a language of Kiddushin. Now, I will just share with you as a brief, I'm going to get into this in more detail in a couple of minutes, but if you look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, and I'll give a shout out to Binyamin Werner Shlita. So Binyamin points out that Amar La. So the language of the Rambam is Amar La Hare Chetzeich Mekudash Li Bepruta VeChetzeich Bepruta. So the Rambam is using in this formulation what language? Mekudeshes. So if you're using a language of Mekudeshes, so comes along Binyamin Werner wants to give a fancy pshat over here. What's the Rambam's din? The Rambam says in the first two cases, Hare Chetzeich Mekudash Li Bepruta VeChetzeich Bepruta. Osham Hare Chetzeich Mekudash Li Bechati Bruta Chetzeich Chati Bruta. Says the Rambam, Hare Zu Mekudeshes. So Binyamin Werner wants to say, I don't think he's correct, but it's a good shot. I don't think it's correct, but it's a good shot. Why is the Rambam saying Hare Zu Mekudeshes? Because he said Mekudeshes, and therefore Pashta. It goes ahead and spreads. So why do I say it's not the correct pshat? It's a good pshat. It's a good pshat, but it's not correct. Why? What? Because then the next case the Ram says, Amar la chetzeich mekudash li bepruta hayom vechetzeich bepruta lamachar. So here the Ram says, it's not mekudeshes. It's a suffix kiddushin. So Binyamin wants to say, what does he want to say? I don't care. What do you want to say? What do you want to say though? Say it.
Because by the case of concept of Bapruta, there is the concept that's shy to say his first, because you're doing it together.
But
by the case of here, concept of Bapruta, Ayom, as we're doing Lamachar, it's two separate days. It's not so shy to say his first.
It's not so shy. Why not? Why not?
Because you didn't do it at once.
Well, I mean, but you did it. You did it at once.
I'm saying the Kiddushin. Wait. I'm saying it's two separate days. So it's not so shy that it's going to spread from ear to ear as opposed to Hetzel versus together.
I'll say what you want to say better. I'll say what you want to say better. In order to say his pashtus, in order for the Kiddushin to diffuse, there has to be a ratzon. A ratzon of who? The answer is a ratzon of both. And when he says chetzek hayom chetzek lamachar, that's a statement saying, I want the full kiddushin, but I want the full kiddushin not via diffusal, but via normal processes. And then you'd have to learn, okay, so then now why is it a suffix mikudesh? Suffix mikudesh is because of, do we treat this as chatzi or not? The same suffix as everyone else has. Again, I don't think it's a pshat in the Rambam. It's a cute idea. I don't think it's a pshat in the Rambam. I think the pshat in the Rambam is going to be the simple pshat. It's not a simple pshat, but the pshat in the Rambam is going to be based on our sugya of how you understand the sfeikos and chatzi, etc. We'll get to it in a second. And if that's what you want to say, though, if that's what you want to say, that the pshat is going to be not zainam and aleph, but zainam and beis, and a function of these this vision of how do you handle this chatzis situation, so then I think you just have to ask a question, and that is, what will the Rambam say to the comment of Tosas? Why, indeed, how will the Rambam answer the comment of Tosas? Tosas says, if you use lots of mikudeshes, in a chanam, you'll say his pashtus. So why will the Rambam say, assuming you don't go with Binyamin's pshat, Why will you not say his pashtus in this case? And I just want to share with you a Rashba, which is really the completion of yesterday's shir. It's on yesterday's sugya. It's a little warm in here, no? So the Rashba, I didn't put on your mama komos, but I want to read it to you. So the Rashba writes on yesterday's sugya, Hasam behema hacha ikadas acheres. So hasam behema hacha ikadas acheres. Tzmili, hacha nami kebehema hi. Why do you say the isha is also not like the case of behema? Dakevan diihi mekabla kiddushe. Once she is mekabelis the kiddushin, why don't you say that daita is she yifshitu kiddushin bekula? Umima akev. In other words, basically the Rashba is asking this question of Tosis. If there is nothing blocking, if there's nothing blocking, if the isha wants it, then you should say his pashtus. So the Rashba gives a whole new pshat in yesterday's sugya. Could she block the hispashtus if she doesn't want it?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. So if she doesn't block it, right now he's makadish half of her. And then she has a blockage. There's blockage. And now she removes the blockage. And now what happens is the kiddushin spreads. It's nispashe. So says the Rashba, you know why it's no good? You know why it's no good? Because havalei kemakachas es atzma. What does that mean? Who's doing the Maisa Kiddush? She's doing the Maisa Kiddush. Because he did the Maisa Kiddush on half. She has the ability to block the spread. She goes ahead and shows her ratzon, which enables the second half of the kiddushin to spread. So who did the second half of the kiddushin? She did the second half of the kiddushin. That is called makacha, says atzma. That's called kisikach, velo kiyikach. She is, that's how the Rashba understood the sugya. And therefore, even if you use the language of mikudeshes,
she has to say yes to be married. So that's like she's doing the action.
No.
No matter what, she has to block.
She has to say yes for the
second part. No matter what, she's allowing the second part.
She's allowing all of it.
But on the second half, she's you're right. But on the second half, he was only mekadesh half of her.
No,
but he was mekadesh half of her. Now, if you tell me the other half is happening automatically, okay, good. But that's not, the Rashba is saying the reason that it's not automatic, it requires her and only her. That's the point. By the Kiddushin, yes, it requires also her. She has to consent. This second half of the Kiddushin requires her and only her, because he's now out. The rest is happening on automatic pilot. The first half required him. The second half was Me'elav.
So it's his boss to do the whole thing.
Stand. But the Maisa Kiddushin, so to speak, the event of Kiddushin that's going to spread, again, and this back to yesterday's shiur, this is all assuming a two-stage process. If in that two-stage process, she is the one who is more, she's producing stage two. And it's only she who's producing stage two. And as a result, that says the Rashba is the problem. And therefore, that's going to be, and therefore, even if in this sugi you use the word mikudeshes, it's still going to go ahead according to the Rambam and be okay. Okay, but that being said, I don't want to, that's kind of a hangover of, not hangover, a leftover of yesterday's shir. And that is that. Now, one second. I want to.
Is Tozo saying in all the cases or just that case?
No, all the cases. All the case. Okay. Now, Rabosai, could someone explain to me, I think this is all in the Rishonim, if you read the Rishonim carefully, but what are these sfeikas all about? Okay, let's just start with subject number one. Chetzyech bechatzi pruta. Do we say that a woman is not niknes bechatzi? You can't be kind of chatzi isha. Or do we assume the Gemara says mona beholich? What is the Gemara's, what's the Shaila? What would you say is the question at stake? And I think there's different ways you can say it, different ways you can formulate it, but what is the Gemara's suffix over here? Case one.
The suffix? What do you mean? Is it a hafsig? Or is it monovola?
I also read the Gemara. I want to know, what's the shait? What is it? Do we say Pascha? Do we say Mona Vaholek? What does that mean? What does that mean, Mona Vaholek? And I want you to use a Lumdisha idea. I don't want you to translate the words. I can translate them too. I want you to express an abstract idea. Okay?
After the fact, do we combine it and say it's basically, was it one overall thing? Or do we say there's two separate actions of half for half, and half for half, and one of the actions itself has to be good?
Let me ask you a question. Let me put it differently. Let me help you out a little bit. One second. Which of these cases is a stronger argument for Kiddushin? Which one is a stronger argument for Kiddushin? Is this the stronger argument? Chetzi ech pechatzi, pruta? Or is this one a stronger argument? Chetzi chatzi isha bepruta?
You could argue it either way.
The second one.
Which one is the stronger argument?
You could say both ways. Because the first one. There's two ways.
I want to suggest, and it's not my suggestion, the Tosfos Riyas Zaken says Mefurish. I'm going to read you the words, and I'm going to suggest that which one is the easier way to produce Kiddushin is... This is easier. And that's why in Tim Salomar, if this is good Kiddushin, so then what about this? Meaning, yeah, this, okay, I can hear. But then what about this? Okay, now watch the language of the Tosfos Riyas Zaken. I want you to give me a lumda shapshat. The Tosfos Riyas Zaken says, Da, kitam mole, mone vaholech. Whatever this means, mone vaholech, shayich tfei, is more compelling kishemechalek al hacheshbon yoter mikshe kolel haechad umechalek ki hacha she'enu mechalek hapruta ela ha'isha. Translating, when is mone v'holech a better svara? When there is greater divisibility. I.e., in case one, how much divisibility do you have? You have both a chatzi pruta and you have a chatzi isha. There's a greater idea of mone v'holech. Whereas, when it's chatzi chetzyech bepruta, that's less likely to come up with a mone v'holech model. What's the svar? What's the svar? I think there's at least two pshatim. One's a little more balabatish. One I think is a lot more lumdish. Shmobarg.
I think the way the Riyas Zaken is explaining is that in the with a full pruta, the second sentence is coming to explain what he meant in the first sentence. But in the first case, it's two half sentences combining to make one point.
Rashi comments. Just trying to give you some clues. You're not saying bad. You're not saying bad. Rashi comments, Mona v'holechu, Reisha de Milsa, Amaskona namikoi. The Reisha of what you're saying, the first clause, is linking into the second clause. V'lav lechatzoinu. Why? To hochatzi pruta, lav bar tfiso. Because a chatzi pruta is not
a bar tfisa. What does that mean? It's not a bar tfisa.
So obviously you didn't mean it.
So shot number one, which I'm going to say is what Shmuley and Yehuda just kind of saying, is we need to understand his das. And it's a das-oriented concept. What is his das? Does chatzi pruta bechatzi isha make any sense standalone? No. Does everyone know that?
Yes.
So when he doubles it up, what he's doing is, he's mine of a hoylech. His das is certainly to look at the totality of the case. The totality of the case is isha vipruta. Why is he dividing it up? He's dividing it up. He's counting his money. She's so precious. Every single limb, every single breath she takes. So he's counting it up. Chatzi b'chatzi bruta. Chatzi b'chatzi bruta. But that's not what he means. He means everything. Oh, Dilma. What do you say? You might mean everything, but what did you say? You said half. And therefore, by definition, your lashon is going to impact the kinyan. It's a kinyan of half for half a bruta. No good. No good. That's what I'll call the more balabatish approach. I'm looking for a more lumdish approach. Yehuda Wiles.
I'm just going to take it seems like if you go with the approach that it's two chatzi pruta, right? That it's going together. Then, if you're able to do kiddushin with one with half a pruta, then that means that's showing that you're being kona just being guf. Whereas if you're
too complicated. Werner.
In the case of Chazi Pruta, the guy knows you can't do less.
When you say the guy knows, you said the guy knows. When you said the guy knows, what are you saying? What are you going back to? Das. I said Das already. I don't want to go Das.
No, but I'm saying it's still different.
Okay, I'm saying this. This is what I'm saying.
I didn't get to say.
Okay, go ahead. Quickly.
Basically, by Chazi Pruta, let's say, okay? Because it's half for a pruta, so a pruta is enough. So there's more room to say that it's separate, because the pruta is already enough to do one kiddushin. By chatzi pruta, there's more room to say that you're going to combine them, because you can't do it less than a chatzi pruta.
You're right. I'm missing. So what?
Rabbi, what? I know you're missing.
What am I missing? Just say it.
Rabbi,
say it. Blurt it out.
By the woman won't accept less than a pruta.
Not a woman. Don't give me a woman. No, won't
he
accept.
He knows less than a pruta won't work.
Yeah.
We say that
he knows it.
When you have half a woman for a pruta, you could argue that with that pruta you're already acquiring half the woman, and that's the full acquisition that you have to do. That's like.
It's true. It's true. But. What?
I'm saying a woman doesn't accept less than a pruta.
Give me a woman accepts as das. Listen carefully. I would suggest as follows. I'm going to create a new, scientific term. And that is, this is the halachic law of adhesion. You know what I'm saying? The halachic law of adhesion. A chatzi pruta and a chatzi isha, it's like having a molecule of O2 and a molecule of H. Did I do that right? H? No, H2 and O. You have two molecules here. As individual, as independent, H2 is meaningless, doesn't do me anything. O does me nothing. But when I put them near each other, what happens? They boom. There's an adhesion. They are close. And then boom. They attach and they become H2O. They become something different. They metamorphosize. What's happening over here is when you have chatzi isha b'chatzi pruta. So what's happening? That's an H2, that's an O. It's a nothing. But there is something because it's a nothing. Because Rashi says the chatzi pruta is la tfisa. It's a nothing. But as a nothing, it is seeking something out. It has a gravitational force to another chatzi pruta. So the chatzi pruta are adhesing to each other. There's a gravitational force to each other. That's chatzi isha, chatzi pruta. Here you have the two incompletes are, if you will, craving completion. They are molecularly attracted, and therefore that comes together. Then the Gemara says, okay, that I hear. Moneva Olech. What does Moneva Olech mean? That's the lumdus of Moneva Olech. It's seeking out its completion. That's true over here. But what about in a case where it's Chatzi Isha, but you have a full pruta now? Maybe a full pruta is now not, it's complete. The full pruta is complete. And as a result, you only have one force of. You have one force of adhesion. And when the Gemara speaks about, you saw me show them chatzi pruta, chatzi itza, but maybe the force, the lack of that other chatzi pruta creating that adhesion is not going to be sufficient. And that's why the Tos Riazakin says, yes, the mone v'holech of case one is going to be much more powerful than the mone v'holech of case two. And hashta da asi lahachi, I'll ask you the following question. So now skip to case four. What's case four? Shnei chetzyeich bepruta. Shnei chetzyeich bepruta. Which case is this case a stronger case of more likely? Which would you say is a more isha generating, kiddushin generating case? Which case are you closer to kiddushin? In case one and two, or case four? Shnei chetzei bepruta, is that more kiddushin-like, or are these more kiddushin-like? So it depends. If you, on face value, what? What are you going to say? On force value, you're going to say four. Why? Because over here, you have two separate, in lumdus, you have two separate amiros. You have an amira of chatzi isha, chatzi pruta, but here in one amira, by you saying shnei chetzeich bepruta, the fact that you said shnei chetzeich, but the bottom line is, what's the totality of your statement? You're saying what? A full for a pruta. So that's a svara to say, this for sure is more likely to be what? To be mekudeshes. Is there a counter argument? What's the counter argument? Is that once it's one statement,
right. You're ready.
Room for adhesion? Is there any gravitational forces at play? Memela, there's no gravitational force at play, so where do you get stuck? You're going to get stuck at Shnei Chetzeich Bepruta. It's a kinyan of a Chatzi Isha, and therefore no good. What am I saying over here? I'm saying, now we look at the Rambam and Ravid. Machlek is Rambam and Ravid, and I believe, Hagufa, this is exactly what they're arguing. Take a look at Paragimel Halacha Yud in the Rambam. All the Rishonim have a problem with the Rambam, except for one Rishon, and that's the Tosis Rihazakin. The Rashba attacks the Rambam, the Tamid Rashba attacks the Rambam, the Ravid attacks the Rambam, and at first blush, you look through the sugya, they're all correct. The Rambam writes as follows. Case number one, he puts one and two together. Hare Amalei. Hare chetzeik mekudosi bepruta vechetzeik bepruta. Hare chetzeik mekudesi bechatzi pruta vechetzeik ha'acha bechatzi pruta. Hare zu mekudeshes. Why does he say hare zu mekudeshes? So all the Rishon point out, if you look at our Gemara, case one, what separates between case one and case two? An imtim salomer. And what separates between case two and case three? An imtim salomer. And there's always imtim salomers. And the rule of thumb is that the Rambam always paskins like the imtim salomer. So when the Gemara says case one, chatzi pruta bechatzi isha, safek, and then it says imtim salomer moneva holeg, that what? That you hold of adhesion. So what about chatzi isha bepruta? And then the Gemara says, What does the Gemara say after that case? After that case, it says,
"In
Tim Salomar that Kol Biyome." In Tim Salomar that it's good. In Tim Salomar that it's good. Then what about Kol Biyome Monav Aholechu Chetzei Berputa? I'm sorry. He goes to the case of one day to the next. One day to the next. And the Rambam writes, Amar La. Oh. And now, okay, and then the Rambam then gets into the other case in the sugya. Now you'll notice, by the way, in our Gemara, where does it say teiku in our Gemara? Does it say teiku every step of the way? It only says teiku in the case of shnei chetzeich be'er bepruta. It doesn't say teiku for all of them.
That's not going on all
the time. That's the shaila. The Gemara says shnei chetzeich bepruta. Now that teiku, is the teiku going back on all of the cases, or is the teiku only going back on the last case? So how did the Rambam learn the sugya? According to the Rambam, and by the way, then the Gemara goes on to all the other sveikos, and all the other sveikos, it's suffek teiku, suffek teiku, suffek teiku. So the Rambam understood the sugya as every imtim salomar is going to be a psak. And then the only the case of Shnei Chetzeich, Halach Lamaisa is a suffix. This case is a suffix. These cases, the Rambam says, is Vadai Mikudeshes, and this case over here is a suffix Mikudeshes. That's the Rambam's psak. Asks the Ravid and all the other Rishonim. I don't understand. Amar Avram, Imzu suffix. Why is it a suffix over here in this case? Because Ein Ha'isha Miskadeshes Lechatsa'in. Osan Shel Mala Lomahi Miskadeshes Vadai Elakulon suffix. The Ravid says they're all sveikos. The Rambam says only this case is a suffix. What's the pshat? What's the idea? So I think they're arguing. Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is exactly our Chakira. Is that when you go ahead, which one is more of a single Maisa Kiddushin, non-bifurcated Isha Shlema. So the Ravid says, what are you talking about? This is, look at the Dibur. The Dibur says, Shnei Chetzeich Bepruta. You have a full Pruta, one Amira. It's one Amira, Shnei Chetzeich. There's no moon of a holich over here. And you tell me this is a Suffolk? If this is a Suffolk, then these for sure, Kol Shekin Esfekos. Yeah, that's true. If you look at it from that perspective, from the Amira, this is a much more divided Amira of Mon of Aholeg, two separate Maisa Kiddushins, half-half, etc. This is one Pruta. This is a much more singular-focused Amira. The Ravid argues that this is something, these are certainly Sfeikos. The Rambam is not learning that way. The Rambam is learning, L'chora, that this Lumdus is that when you have the more partiality that you have in a single Amira, the more of a cleaving that you have, the more of this gravitational force that pulls it all together that you will have. And Mamela, this case is going to be a suffix. This case is going to be Vadai. The Rabbin says, what about this case? He calls this a suffix. Why does he call this a suffix, apparently? Apparently, is that once you are spreading the chalos from one day to the next, so at that point in time, that already is going to be too difficult, too far. Because at some point, the H2 and the O are too far away to go ahead and be linked. And then that will still be a case of suffix. But fundamentally, if it's one Diba, one Amira, and the H2 and the O are relatively close, then the halachic force, this is what you learned today, is halachic chemistry. This is halachic chemistry. We just went into the chemistry lab, but that's what's going on over here. And it's halachic chemistry, halachic physics, that this is how this lumdisha process of bridging these amirs together is operating. Have an excellent day, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.